This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. With the new year comes a new law. All eggs sold in Colorado must come from cage-free farms. But some grocery stores are warning that the requirement could lead to shortages. Bill Scubby is an executive director of the Colorado Egg Producers. He says shortages are because of avian flu, the disease which has led to the death of millions of hens and has increased demand.
People are baking. People are eating eggs. Yes, some stores sometimes have a shortage. Sometimes they don't. So buy your eggs when they're on the shelf and Happy New Year.
He says the signs blaming the cage-free egg law are wrong. He believes the new law will have little impact. Cattle ranchers in Southwest Colorado are on edge after two cows were killed and another one was injured by gunfire over the weekend. Sergeant Chuck Searcy is with the Montrose County Sheriff's Office.
Then it makes you second guess and wonder about your neighbors, about your friends, about people who are running the cattle next to you. You know, you start questioning everybody, if you will. It's like, well, could they be responsible for this?
If caught, whoever shot the cattle will face felony charges, including criminal mischief and animal abuse. The case comes as authorities continue to investigate the disappearance of nearly 200 cattle in the same region around Thanksgiving. If you know something, investigators ask you to call Crime Stoppers. Red Rocks Amphitheater was the most attended amphitheater in the world this year, that according to Billboard magazine. Well over 1.5 million people attended the shows at Morrison Avenue. As for concert venues of all types, Red Rocks was the fourth most attended this year, behind London's O2 Arena, Madison Square Garden, and Mexico City's Auditorio Nacional. This is CPR News and KRCC.